Funding for the Commodity Credit Corporation typically is one of the least controversial items on Capitol Hill. However, this year may be different. Andrew Walmsley, Senior Director of Congressional Relations with the American Farm Bureau, says CCC funding is in jeopardy unless Congress approves money that the USDA needs to support the farmers and ranchers.
The authorities granted by Congress has provided funding to stabilize and support farm income and commodity prices, along with conservation practices. This is something that's usually not been controversial up until last year, but now some seem to be playing politics with what's normally a routine practice in Congress.
Walmsley says without CCC replenishment, key farm bill commodity support and conservation program funding that had overwhelming support 2 years ago in the farm bill would be delayed. The timing of the delay could not come at a worse time.
We're seeing impacts from lockdowns and the COVID-19 pandemic to the farm economy. Agricultural trade continues to face headwinds. Farm-level cash receipts are at decade lows. Commodity prices remain depressed. Farm debt is record high. Working capital has been cut in half. Farmers and ranchers need all the assistance they can find, and USDA needs the resources for an immediate reimbursement to the Commodity Credit Corporation.
Walmsley said farmers and ranchers can help by reaching out to their members of Congress.
We're in negotiations, so nothing's determined, but picking up the phone or sending an email to your member of Congress, and particularly your senator, as we're seeing some of these challenges really crop up in the Senate, let them know how important farm bill programs are and how tough it is in farm country, would hopefully move this discussion along, and we won't see the CCC replenishment jeopardized.
The Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $39.3 million into programs designed for beef promotion, research, consumption information, industry information, and foreign marketing and other producer communications during the fiscal year of 2021. At the end of its September meeting, the Beef Promotion Operating Committee approved the checkoff funding for a total of 13 authorization requests, known as grant proposals, brought by 9 contractors. Those 9 contractors brought a total of more than $47.7 million worth of funding requests to the BPOC, almost $8 million more than what's available in the budget. The USDA's September supply and demand estimates for corn factors in changes in both sides of the balance sheet. This is World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski.
Fairly substantial cut from where we were in August brought total supplies down by 354 million bushels. We cut our ethanol use estimate by 100 million bushels from where we were last month.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.